Well, welcome to one of the most eventful opens we've had on this program. Unreal what we've had so far. You are watching Now Streaming with otherworldlyculture.com, and I'm your host, Tim Kretschmann. Oh, wait, we got a new fancy thing. Let's see if that'll work. And it didn't. What a shock. Okay, let's try this. Nothing is working. Nothing. Oh, and now my headset is starting to get crumbly. I don't know why. There we go. Tim Kretschmann, your host. So glad you could join us and joining us now. Today, for the first time ever, we have Scully is joining us. Come on. No, not that. There we go. There he is. Scully is with us now on the program. Well, it's been a long time since we've last been on the show, and they have literally changed half the stuff out there on Facebook Live. They are driving me insane. But we're back with Now Streaming, and I hope you enjoy the show. This is supposed to be a short show tonight, but of course, it's not quite going that way. But, okay, thank you for that. We're going to get things rolling here. We're going to talk about tonight being a double feature, and let's see what type of double feature we have. That's right. Tonight we are doing Westerns. If you want to join in the discussion, of course, you can always go to our Twitter at Radio Other, twitter.com/Radio Other. That's our Twitter handle. So we have two great Westerns tonight. I'm calling this the 80s and 90s Westerns. I believe these to be the greatest Westerns of each decade of the 80s and of the 90s. I'm going to start with the 90s because it was the easiest choice, and I selected Unforgiven. Now, in Yidio, this is the plot synopsis. In this Western drama, two rival bounty hunters come into conflict with each other as they try to be first to murder a gang of criminals. The film stars and was directed by Clint Eastwood, and it won the Oscar for Best Picture in 1993, which means it came out in 92. That's one of the worst synopsis I've ever heard in my life. It's terrible. First of all, it isn't like there's this constant going back and forth between the bounty hunters. That's not what this is about. This is a movie that deconstructs the Western mythos. That's what this movie does. It says, here's the reality of the Western compared to the unreality of the tall tales. Okay? If it's anything, it's the bounty hunter versus the sheriff, Gene Hackman. You know, in the guise of Clint Eastwood against Gene Hackman. It's not two rival bounty hunters. I don't know that even fits what this film is about. But what makes this film so great is that it shows, for the most part, the Western myth is exactly that. It's a myth. And it's insanely overdone. And then it also shows you that there are those cases that occurred in history where it truly, truly did occur exactly the way they were talking about. So really a great movie, well worth your time to view. It's something that everybody should check out. Unforgiven, available on Prime Video. I think there's a small cost on this one right now. But as you know, anything that's on Prime Video, depending on the day that you look, it could go for free. You never know. All right, so that's our first movie. That's the one from the 90s. Now, from the 80s, I picked one. Now, honestly, I always say Westerns are a little bit like horror movies in that the genre kind of crushed in upon itself when it was made fun of. For horror movies in Universal's movie monster cycle died with Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein. Most people agree. That's almost like that was the end of those particular set of films. If you look at The Last Action Hero, that was the last big 80s action movie, you know, with Arnold Schwarzenegger and, you know, where it was over the top in every single way. Is when you make fun of a genre that it seems to kind of go away. They still exist from time to time, but the genre, the cycle will go away. I believe Westerns kind of went away when we got Blazing Saddles. I think Blazing Saddles, if you look, John Wayne passed away right about that time. You had Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid, which kind of deconstructs Westerns right near that. It was slowing down, and then Blazing Saddles comes, and really, we didn't have Westerns for a while. 1985, though, they tried to resurrect it, and they tried to resurrect Westerns every so often. In this case, I think they did an excellent job, and it's often overlooked, and that is Silverado. Okay, now Silverado, I'll read you the plot synopsis. Oh my God. I'm reading the plot synopsis again, and this is ridiculous. Silverado is an enchanting Western comedy. It's a Western that has comedy elements. I don't even know that I can read this. This is so bad. However, here are some things to take away. Kevin Costner he's written that he's one of the leads. This was really the thing that got his career rolling, was being in Silverado. The real main character in my mind is Kevin Klein. Kevin Klein seems to be the lead. Danny Glover is good in this. And Scott Glenn is absolutely fantastic in this film. Jeff Goldblum, Rosanna Arquette, Brian Dennehy is fantastic in this film. I'm a huge fan of Dennehy. This is one of his best. Excuse me. You also get, like I said, Jeff Goldblum's in here. Linda Hunt, before she was in all that CSI stuff, she was in this film. It really was a star-studded affair. Great movie. What I like about Silverado is it doesn't get into the whole Native American thing and go down that path. There really are two types of Westerns. There's the Westerns that goes into Native American stuff, and there's the Westerns that don't go into Native American stuff. I believe you have to pick a path. And every time I've seen a movie that tries to do both, it screws them both up. Okay? This did not go that direction. I'm not saying I don't like those movies, but Dances with Wolves, great movie, but it's right there, you know, Dances with Wolves, which I should check what year that was. It was probably right on the 1990, right in that range, which that is like the ultimate Native American type Western, in my opinion. This one was really about how the frontiersmen were starting to build their cities and railroads and all of that stuff. The coming of the Western civilization to the West. And it's about gun battles. All of the characters in it are, they have certain things that they're best at. Kevin Costner is a two-gun shooter. He shoots with both hands. Danny Glover, he has a Henry rifle that he cuts people down from incredible distances from. Kevin Kline is a gambler type of marksman. And Glenn is more of Glenn's an interesting character in the film. I think I'll let you find out more about him yourself as you delve into Silverado. It's definitely one you should check out. Last I checked, it is a small cost at Prime Video, but definitely worth it. It's a great value. A little bit longer of a film. Both of these movies, I think, clock in over 2 hours. So when you sit down, you should set aside some time for a full, rich story in both cases. Now, if you were to look at each of these movies separately, one thing you would say is Silverado is definitely the fun one. It's a rollicking adventure. And there we go. Unforgiven is more of a somber tone that is going throughout the film. And that gives it a different taste in its mouth. It just has a different taste. And that's something that it makes it more lyrical. It's definitely the more thinking man's Western of the two. And definitely worth the investment of time. So check it out on Amazon Prime, available right now. Want to thank you all for tuning in to OtherworldlyCulture.com presents Now Streaming. And remember to check us out at our Twitter at Radio Other. So until the next time that we meet up here, I'd like to remind you all to stay safe and enjoy the stream.